It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Missouri woman freaked out by nickel-sized spider stuck in her ear.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Alrighty, it is news time. What is going on, Kevin?
Let's do some news, Steve. And I will tell you, our first story up for bids is something that I'm interested in. I don't think that you like any type of seafood. Is that kind of correct?
I do like certain kinds.
Please tell me which kinds.
Like calamari. That counts as seafood, right?
Calamari, deep fat fried?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, does calamari count as seafood? Heavens yes. It's squid, right? No. Octopus.
Octopus, isn't it? Yeah.
Octopi, maybe.
That's plural.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's more than one.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. Yep.
I don't know if we get it all from one or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Have
how
you
that
ever
works.
Had the calamari without the breading on it?
You know, I don't think I have.
Because that's the real step. Because I'm with you, Steve. I used to not be a seafood guy at all. I could eat salmon. I've always liked salmon. I feel like that's easy. Tuna fish, whatever. I don't know if that counts as seafood. But, I mean, salmon certainly does.
Yeah.
And then over the years, I've learned to like different types of fish a little bit more. But it's never like my go-to where I'm going to be like, oh, fish. And at restaurants, it's so expensive. Mm. And it's the least amount of food that you get, right?
It's so expensive and the least amount of food. Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah,
that's the only
true.
Bummer of it. It's like, oh, man, I would get that wonderful looking something huckleberry salmon, but it's $48. And I know it's going to be about, 6 ounces. And then there's that steak that's the same price that's 12 ounces. Huh.
Math.
How do you feel about crab or lobster?
Not really a fan of crab or lobster.
Okay. Yeah. Have you had lobster?
Not in a while. Oh, calamari is not octopus. It's squid. You were right
it
the
is
first
squid.
Time. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
I couldn't remember which gross animal from the sea that it was. But I'm with you. I did not like calamari. And then the first time we went to a dinner in Nashville with one of the, it was with an artist. I don't even remember who it was. I should. That's bad that I don't remember who the person was. All I remember is the food. We went to this restaurant, and it was known for its seafood. And I'm not a big seafood guy. And they are spending what appears to be millions of dollars. There's probably 20 of us at this table.
Uh-huh.
Bunch of radio people, the artist, some people from the record label. And it's kind of family style where you're just passing it around and you're supposed to dish up some for yourself or whatever. So, it's like, oh, here comes mussels. Here comes, whatever. It was oysters. It was all this stuff. And the people who love seafood were going bonkers because they knew this is a meal that's so expensive. I would never be able to eat it on my own. Thank you, record label, for paying for this.
Right.
And so we're sitting there and I'm not trying to be rude, but it's like, ooh, I'll pass on that. I don't like that one. But then I realized, oh, Kevin, you're going to pass on everything if you don't. Then there was they had some crab cakes. I'm like, okay, I can do a crab cake. And then, I don't know what that is, but I'll put it on my plate. And then it came around and it was the calamari and it was deep fat fried. And I thought, listen, it's deep fat fried. It can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Even though the thought of eating squid was so disgusting to me. Then I had it, and I'm with you, Steve. I'm like, that's delicious.
It is really good.
It's just breading and whatever the sauce is you dip it in.
Right.
Pretty great.
Yeah, add a little marinara, and you're good to go.
Now, I will say that dinner also had lobster, mm-hmm. and it was... I never would order lobster because I just feel like, again, it's expensive, and I don't think I love it that much.
Okay.
But everybody was like, have some of this lobster. It's amazing. And I was like, all right, I'll have some. And I was eating it, and I'm like, it's good. I mean, I get it's pretty good. I mean, it really is only good because we're dipping it in this butter. Like, butter is good, is what I realized. Butter is delicious. Yeah. I mean, you could have probably given me, you know, somebody's gum that they had been chewing for an hour, and you dip it in that butter, you're like, oh, yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I say all that to say this.
Okay.
A rare orange lobster was rescued and returned to the ocean after being found in the seafood section of a supermarket in Southampton, New York. The one in 30 million lobster was first noticed at the Southampton Stop and Shop by a local animal shelter, which then contacted the Humane Society of Long Island, blah, blah, blah. They all got involved and they figured out the lobster, which they nicknamed Clementine, was, they're like, no, we can't just sell this to somebody and let them go home and cook it. This is like a rare species, a 1 in 30 million chance of finding one of these. So they said, can't happen. We can't just sell it to Ron, who's going to take it home and cook it. Like, that's not cool. So they released it back into the ocean.
Huh. At a Stop and Shop?
Stop and Shop. Of all the places. I mean, I guess the person who caught it or whatever didn't realize that it was that special of a, and it just went in the lobster tank with all the other ones.
That is so interesting. And then the fact that it was then out for sale.
Right. So, and yeah. Also pretty lucky that somebody noticed it and knew what was up. Like, that is not, that's not the right, that shouldn't be there.
that's different. And what was it? What was its nickname again?
Clementine.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that it didn't end differently. It could have been, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, Clementine. Just fry it. Boil it, I guess. You don't fry it, you boil.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The steak and bake cow?
What is that? What's steak and bake? Never heard of it.
I'm trying not to lose my temper.
Kevin James.
Is that supposed to be abbreviated baked potato?
Yeah. Huh. A steak and a baked potato?
I've never heard it called that.
Apparently you've never been to a restaurant.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, here we go. Dear Jay and Kevin, I've been married for 8 years and my husband has started to bald a little bit. I think he looks great and honestly, he always has worn a hat about 99.9% of the time anyways. Speaking of the hat, that's my issue. He now wants to wear it to all events. The recent event was a wedding. It was semi-formal, so he wore a sport coat with a button-up shirt and no tie. He looked amazing. No hat involved. But once we got there, he said, oh, I gotta run to the truck real quick for something. And that's where he came back with his hat on. I was like, what the heck? His theory was, hey, I see a few guys in cowboy hats, so I'm wearing mine. Is a nice hat the same as a cowboy hat? That's our first question. Second question, how do I get him to give up the hat once in a while at nice events, or is this just a lost cause? That is from Katie today.
All right, feel free to call or text 509-441-0999 is the Rungi Furniture Studio line. You can also comment on the Jay and Kevin Show Facebook page.
We have some help from Facebook right away on this one.
Okay.
Some very differing opinions, but Rick says he's self-conscious of his head. Let him wear it if it makes him feel comfortable. Is this hurting your feelings or something? Okay, that's what Rick said. Emily says it's his insecurity. It's up to him to fix it. I'm not saying this to be mean, but you can tell him over and over that he looks great, but until he fully accepts it, he will want his hat. What? I think that's probably really true.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't know how much the hat has to do with It sounds like he's worn a hat forever. And so I think he just likes wearing the hat.
Okay. I mean, yeah, there's lots of people who just wear hats. Yeah.
Okay, this is a good one. Hillbilly Seth is a man who has started to lose his hair. He says it's a lost cause. Once you start thinning, that hat is your safety net. And then he goes on talking about some injections. PRP injections worked well for me on growing my hair back after a salon bleached my hair for a wedding. Nuked out my hair pretty good, but I was able to get it back with those injections. So, Hillbilly Seth with hair salon advice.
Who knew?
Who knew? Steve, what do you think about this?
It's interesting.
And first of all, the question is, a cowboy hat and a baseball hat the same?
Okay, that was what I was, that was what, you know, I've been thinking about more once this listener letter was read by you. And we did get a comment on the text line from Kevin who said, yes, a nice brand new hat is the same as a cowboy hat. Which I agree with. I think, like, a hat's a hat, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the difference is, I'm trying to think about this. I do a lot of weddings, and I see a lot of people wear a cowboy hat.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, it just looks dressy, right?
Like,
it's a nice, dressy cowboy hat that looks so good with the suit that they're wearing or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. That's a snazzy
really,
look.
That's a snazzy look.
Is it schnazzy or snazzy?
It's snazzy.
Okay. Did I screw that up?
I think you said it right.
Oh, okay.
I said it wrong.
Oh, okay. maybe it's interchangeable. I don't know.
We can call and check with my mom because she uses that.
Okay.
You and my mom use that word to describe fashion. So to me, a hat, even if it's a nice hat, does feel different. I don't know why. It just doesn't feel dressy to me.
Well, what if it's... I mean, obviously, you're not wearing, like, a dirty baseball cap.
Right. If you're wearing, like, some John Deere hat that's all bent and dirty and you've been wearing it for... Yeah, no. It's got sweat stains in it. That's just tacky. Everybody gets that. You're right. You could wear a really nice-looking hat, a new hat...
Yeah.
...that... probably looks pretty good, but I don't know if most people perceive it as the same as a cowboy hat.
Yeah, I guess if I'm thinking like, okay, if someone's dressed up in like a suit or a tuxedo and they're wearing like a baseball cap, I'm like, huh? And if they're wearing a cowboy hat, I'm thinking, okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
Yeah. How do I get him to give a... boy, I mean... To answer that second question of how do I get him to give up the hat once in a while or is it a lost cause?
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's really like the right question. I mean, I guess it's the right question, but it's like, I don't know. It's one of those things like, yeah.
There's no doubt there's some insecurity there, I think.
Yeah, which is understandable, right?
Yeah, it's not as much about the hat and him wanting to do what he wants to do. It's not that issue. It really is. I mean, so many of people are saying, yeah, we deal with this. Husband's got the same issue. You know, he feels naked without it. He's insecure without it. He just wants to wear his hat all the time. And so I think most are kind of letting him go. Now, we do have a few people who have answered on Facebook about, is the cowboy hat the same, or is a baseball hat the same as a cowboy hat? And Jenny says, no, especially at a formal event. Cowboy hats can be worn to a formal event. A baseball hat should not.
Okay.
And I would imagine if you looked up etiquette, it probably says something like that.
Yeah. Oh, this is interesting. What do you think about this? Floyd on the text line says, what about another style, like a fedora?
A fedora. Yeah, you know what? Why couldn't you just start wearing a different hat?
Yeah, I mean, those...
Because then that does look more formal.
Yeah.
What about a top hat?
Ooh.
Oh, man. But good luck keeping the ladies off you.
That's right. You know, I knew a kid who... I went to college with some guy. I actually don't know his name, but he would walk around with a top hat, and we nicknamed him Abe Lincoln.
Lincoln, yeah, rightfully so. We used to work with a guy who wore a top hat all the time, and we called him Top Hat Tim.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it was all meant in, like, in a good, positive way. We weren't making fun of him.
Well, no, we were kind of making fun of this guy.
Okay.
No, we weren't. He was nice. He was great. He just had an odd look.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Is there a significance to 21? Did I miss that?
Legal age.
Kevin James.
These songs turned 21 this year. Cheers.
Yeah.
He's See?
A, oh.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All righty. Entertainment news time. Entertainment news brought to you by MCO. AAMCO, Kevin.
Yes.
And you know, there is a significance to 21. I understand. I get it. So let's start off with a little news or not news, but comment from Carrie Underwood about her. You know, she's going to be a new judge on American Idol, Kevin.
Yes, she will be filling the spot of Katy Perry.
So she was asked about that, and here's what she had to say.
I like to think that I am versatile, and hopefully when I listen to people come in and audition, I can have any lens I need to put on as far as what kind of music I'm thinking.
Yeah, I can't think of a better person to be on that panel than you, who's been through it all. Do you think you can be, because you're so sweet, can you be that tough?
I think I can be honest and constructive, but still kind. And I think that's the whole point, because people are coming in and, you know, it's dreams and you're a part of somebody's story from that moment on. So I think it's important to be honest, but I think it's also very important to be kind. So hopefully I can marry all of those together. And
yeah, that's interesting, because Kevin, that was something you were talking about where you go, I don't know, is Carrie Underwood going to be a good judge? Because how can she be mean? Which I guess you technically don't have to be mean.
Yeah, no, and I not even mean. I don't know that she has the personality for it.
Oh, but, I'm sorry. That's what you said.
I guess we'll see. I mean, we'll see how she does. I'm getting convinced that she's, you know, going to be able to do it and do well. The problem is it's not going to be Katy Perry. Like, I'm going to miss Katy Perry's goofiness, her unpredictability, her face. I'm going to miss her face. Her eyes. Her eyes are beautiful. But, I mean, honestly, Katy had such a fun rapport with the other two guys.
Sure.
And I'm sure Katy will get there. I have a funny feeling, Carrie will get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having Luke Bryan sat next to her is going to be the key.
Oh.
Now, I have a feeling they're going to turn loose. They're going to turn Luke loose a little bit more and let him be as goofy as Luke can be.
Okay.
So that they get some of that goofiness in the show, because that's a fun part of it. And so I think they might do that, which if Carrie will play along with, that will be great.
Okay. And okay, let me ask you this though. Like when, you know, Simon and Paula, you know, Randy, when the original American Idol, when they left, did you have the same feelings? Like, oh, I don't know who's going to, you know, whoever's replacing them, if they're going to be as good, you know?
Oh, for sure. I think you always have that when it's, you know, different judges or whatever. I don't know that I was sold on, you know, the three judges, but after a while, they really became those three together. Lionel, Luke, and Katy had a great working chemistry. They were just really good together.
Yeah. Am I thinking of the right show? Was Harry Connick Jr., was he a judge at one point?
He was. I think that's correct. Right. Okay. Keith Urban was for a minute.
Yeah. J-Lo, wasn't she a judge?
J-Lo was on there, yeah.
Steven Tyler, maybe? Was that right?
Ooh, that one I don't remember.
Or he might have been a guest judge? I don't know. They've had some people, though, over the years.
They have.
That's for
and
sure.
And this has been a good run with this group, and so you knew it was going to come to an end eventually. And I'm all for it. I'm rooting for Carrie. I want her to be great. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know, she was great last night. She was one of the performers. I think this was pre-recorded, but, you know, the Toby Keith American Icon
show that they had. Yeah, kind of like the tribute show for Toby.
So she was on there. I think it was all pre-recorded, right?
I would assume so, yes.
Yeah. So she was one of the many people to perform last night.
Seem to matter, so I took a little drive just to clear
she has a good voice.
She wants to be a rock star. I'm convinced. I know she has a song right now with Papa Roach.
Is that right?
I think so. And I think it's like at the top of the charts.
Huh. How about that?
That's interesting. Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of. And she sang with Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses. And, I mean, she really, she's got that rocker in her.
Yeah. Well, let's, actually, do you want to guess or do you want me to tell you? Because I got some other clips from last night's Toby Keith American Icon that I'd like to share. So do you want me to tell you who it is?
Steve, yeah, let's not play games.
Okay.
Let's just get right to it.
Okay, well, I guess sticking with the American Idol theme, a little Luke Bryan for you. Should have been a cowboy. Should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six wheeler, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing the young girl's hearts. Just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs.
I mean, two for two for me. I liked both of those.
Yeah, that was
a lot.
That was great. Let's see. Boy, I got a lot of people here. Who do you want to? Ooh, I feel like you want to hear Eric Church, don't you?
I mean, yes, of course. I love Eric Church, but also he's a guy that I could see being controversial, whether people liked it or not, because Eric sometimes will just get artisty on you.
Okay, well, tell me what you think of this then. I ain't as good as I was. That's just a cold, hard truth, baby. I still throw a few bangs and talk a little smack while I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog tell me now, cause I might have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good as have I ever.
I mean, it works. He's got the right attitude for that song, and that really works well. So his voice is so different than Toby's. It's hard to. He's just unique.
Yeah,
but I don't hate it. Let's put it that way.
Okay, and you're a big Eric Church fan. So.
I am.
Let's see here. Well, this one collaboration of several people, including Tyler Hubbard, and a little Red Solo Cup for you. Red Solo Cup, what? I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. Hey. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. I mean, that's just all you need with Red Solo Cup. Bunch of people singing along together, having a blast. Making Toby smile, I am sure.
Absolutely. You want one more?
Sure. What else do you got?
All right. Trace Adkins, American Soldier.
I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American.
I can't even picture Trace. I just see Toby.
It's pretty great.
He sounds enough like Toby that I did not expect him to sound that much like Toby. That was awesome.
Yeah, and I believe, so it aired last night, but I think you can still watch it like on Peacock or something. And
I believe that is correct, yes. Yeah. It will be streaming for your pleasure.
Okay. The
Big 99 at your leisure.
Go. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I've had a very busy day. I feel like I should just sit down and rest.
Kevin James.
Well, you shouldn't touch anything else, I can tell you that.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We've got email. We've got email. Got email. Got email. We've got email.
Producer Steve, do you have any emails?
Kevin. I will tell you, I did get a text earlier, so I'll count this as an email.
Okay.
Deborah was asking me about my photos that I took at Pig Out.
What did she want to know?
She wanted to know where she could find them.
Oh, yeah.
And I would like to, or I did inform her, I texted her back, on the Jay and Kevin Show Facebook page, of course. That is where you need to go.
Oh, the photos where she could, I thought she meant where she could find the food that you got.
Oh, well, I guess that's a question, too. I don't know, I kind of went all over the place. There wasn't really one area, because the ice cream was one place, then the fries
were
on the other end.
Dippin' Dots, we know where you can get that.
Yeah.
The lemonade... I'm guessing you'll figure out which stand it is. Were there quite a few lemonade stands?
There were.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there were some other drink places, too. I just got it from, I don't remember the name of the place. It just said, like, homemade lemonade or something on the sign.
Okay. And then you got the curly fries from the place that has the massive signs, right, that say all the things that they have, including curly fries?
Correct.
Yes.
But it's the giant curly fries sign, like, on the bottom. It's just like big letters.
Okay.
And that's what got me. I was like, oh, well.
I guess I want those.
If you're selling it, then yeah. And then what was the other thing? Oh, the burger. Yeah. That was kind of, well, that was actually kind of in the same general area as the lemonade and the Dippin' Dots. That was all sort of in the same area.
And I'm guessing that they sell, all this stuff is probably elk, right? Is that?
I believe so.
Like they didn't have regular burgers. They had elk burgers.
Yes, I think that's the case.
All right, well, there you go. That we answered both questions, whether that's what, I don't know what she meant for sure. Like, are the pictures on Facebook, or are they, where can I find the food of, you know, that you took pictures of?
That is, you know, I'll have to look back exactly, but I thought she meant, where can I find the pictures of the food that I ate? So.
Gotcha.
I could be wrong. What do you got,
Kevin?
We have
an email that comes from Ron that says, hey, guys, I just saw the other day that Dennis Patchen is officially retiring from television, and I wanted to know if you guys could have him on at some point.
Oh.
And, Ron, this is a conversation Jay and I had this week that we're like, oh, dude, we got to get DP on. Longtime friend of the show. He's just one of our absolute favorites. The guy's a stinking legend. And we would have him on as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, he works for a different station now. But what that part doesn't matter for us. We can still talk to DP. And he's retired. It was bad timing with Jay leaving for a vacation. And it just didn't work out. But we will get Dennis Patchen on. Do you know who that is, Steve?
Not really. But I did see earlier this morning, actually, on KXLY, they had a story about it.
Did they? Okay, see, yeah. that's the kind of guy that he is, where the former station that you worked for and left and then went to a competing station, it's the kind of, he's such a legend that they're going to do a story about him. That makes me happy to hear that KXLY did that.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It looked very nice. I didn't hear it because I had it on mute, but I did see they had some photos and things. And yeah.
Here's what's wild about Dennis Patchen. So when I was in high school, that's a long time ago.
Steve, okay.
In the late 80s.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I graduated in 1989. There was a thing that they started called Friday Night Sports Extra. And it was him and Rick Lukens and maybe Bud Namick was involved right off the bat. I can't remember all of the guys that were part of it. But it became the biggest deal in the world. This is long before video clips online or any of that stuff. The only way that you could maybe get your game seen by somebody was if, you know, Dennis Patchen showed up on the sidelines with a camera and they filmed, you know, a little bit of the football game, and then they would go back and do Friday Night Sports Extra. And they were like, we were out in Harrington today, and, you know, those here, they got beat 48-0.
Okay, well, we don't need to say
okay,
that.
Okay, it's not important, but that is what happens sometimes. But it was so cool, man. It was like, and it was such a big deal on Friday nights. We would do it every single Friday where we would just be like, stay up till, you know, 11 something, whenever it was on. It was right after the news.
Okay.
And they do like a 20-minute, 30-minute show on just all the local sports. And it was, well, it's legendary. They still do it. I mean, not the same group of guys, obviously, but they still do a form of that show how sure. many ever years later, you know, 30. Good God, how long have I been out of high school? Ouch. You know what? It doesn't matter. They've been doing it for a long time.
Try not to think about it, Kevin. Yeah.
But Dennis Patchen, absolute legend. I mean, he's one of the guys that, and he was just fun. He was fun to have on our show. His wife, Dorothy, she listens to our show quite a bit. She also makes the greatest peanut brittle.
Oh, okay. And you're a peanut brittle guy.
Oh, yeah. How can you not be?
I mean, peanut brittle? Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, she makes great stuff every year around the holidays. So, yes, to Ron, we will get Dennis Patchen on the show here very, very soon. Unless he just says no. He might be like, dudes, I'm retired. You think I'm going to call you? Are you kidding me?
It's possible. It's very possible. One quick question for you. And
go ahead.
Maybe I'm wrong about this, but do people tend to retire not on like a Friday or a Monday? I feel like that's very common where people retire on like a Wednesday or a Thursday, for example.
I think a lot of it has to do with maybe a pay period, maybe a day of the week. Like, it's the end of the month. Like, is today? No, tomorrow would be officially on the books the end of the month.
Oh, I guess technically, yeah.
So that one works out pretty good. It's on a Friday. So you would retire on a Friday, and it would be the last day of the month.
Yeah.
Work day of the month.
Yeah.
So I think that sometimes happens where it's like, oh, it's a Wednesday, but it's the last day of the month, and so he's done at the end of the month.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
I think that's... You know what, Steve? I don't fully know because I haven't retired yet.
Okay.
I got a ways to go.
Yes, you do. Well, hopefully. That's good.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have a ways to go before I can retire. Now, will I make it to retirement or will I be asked to do other things and they'll wish me well in my future endeavors? Who knows?
Oh, boy. The Big 99.